is no time. America is in danger.
America needs me.
We have to grow a fight back club. We have to.
Revolution Radio is about breaking and rebuilding the psyche paradigm to shift to a higher collective intelligence to elevate every man and woman on this land we call America.
Okay, so now you know the
now
mission.
You know the mission. Now you know the mission.
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only.
Revolution Radio with Raw Law.
In this era of accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, as you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny. The next thing is, whatever it is that you want to do, you want to do it massively. I have a friend who was telling me that his sales were down. I said, well, how many phone calls you make a day? He said, 25. I said, double them. Make 50 or 75 or 100. He said, oh man, that's just too much. I said, what do you mean too much? You behind on your bills? You talking about too much? You know one way to get back on your feet real quick is to miss two car payments? You talking about you're tired? There's no competition out here. Decide that you're going to push yourself. Most people won't do that. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. They asked Benjamin Disraeli, a man who became the head of a country at a time when Jews were not allowed out after 10 o'clock. He said, how did you do it? How do you achieve against such great odds? He said, nothing can resist the will of a people that will stake even their existence on the extent of their purpose for good. That when you have a made up mind, when you decide that you want to do something, I was reading something the other day, he said, the power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, this is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up, this is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you. When you're hungry, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. Doug Williams played for the Washington Redskins, quarterback. John Elway of the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. Everybody was talking about Elway, Elway. After the Super Bowl, when Doug Williams made a historic passing game, they asked him, said, how were you able, in spite of all of the negative publicity saying that you couldn't win, how did you do it? He said, I ignored my critics. I just didn't pay any attention to them. I ignored myself because they kept on saying it so much. There were times I doubted whether or not I can do what I needed to do. There's a Doug Williams in everybody here. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. I'm going to do it until. To a radio station, asked a guy that and told him that I was interested in broadcasting. He looked at me in my straw hat and my overalls. He said, "You have any broadcasting background?" I said, "No, sir, I don't." "What do you do?" "I cut grass." Young ladies asked me what kind of work I do, and I was working on a garbage truck. I say, "Well, I'm a sanitary technician." He said, "We don't have any job for you." I decided that that was something I was going to do. I decided I'm unstoppable. I'm going to go up in here. I'm going to do this. I started going to the radio station every day, developing a relationship with the people that were doing what I wanted to do. And that's what I encourage you to do. Whatever area you want to go in, find people that are doing it the way you want to do it and develop a relationship with them. When I decided to go in this area, I wrote letters to Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, to Zig Ziglar, to Dennis Waitley, all of the giants in this area. And I said, "This is something I want to do. I've been following your career. Would you help me?" Dr. Norman Vincent Peale answered my letter, did an article on me, wrote about me in the most recent book that he issued, and done many broadcasts about me. I'd wanted to develop a relationship and rapport with those people that were achieving those things that I wanted to achieve. By the same token, I would go to the radio station, and I developed a relationship with the guys. And they used me as an errand boy when they needed some food or someone to go pick up entertainers that came into town. Temptation singing "My Girl," Jerry Butler singing "For Your Precious Love," Sam Cooke singing "Darling, You Send Me." I would pick up the entertainers at the airport and driving around in the disc jockeys, big Cadillacs. They didn't have any driver's license, but I was acting like I had some. Every day I used to go home and work on my communication skills, developing myself. It was Whitney Young. He said, "It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared." Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. And when the disc jockeys were in the control room, I would go in and watch them and develop a trust level, and they would let me stay, and I would watch and observe them working the controls. When you want something out of life, don't worry about how you're going to get it. How is none of your business. The most difficult thing that it is to hold the vision. It's to hold the vision. So there I was at the radio station. A guy was on the air and he started to drink by the name of Rock. I was outside the window looking at him and watching. Hungry. And ready. Saying, "Drink, Rock, drink." Pretty soon the phone rang. It was the general manager. I said, "Hello." He said, "Les, this is Mr. Klein." I said, "I know." He said, "Rock can't finish his program. He's slurring his words." I said, "I know. Can you work the controls until one of the other disc jockeys come in? Would you call them?" I said, "Yes, sir." I hung the phone up. I said, "Now he must be thinking I'm crazy." I called my mama and my girlfriend Cassandra. I said, "Y'all come out on the front porch and turn up the radio. I'm about to come on the air." I waited about 15 minutes. I called him back. I said, "Mr. Klein, I can't find nobody." He said, "Well, why don't you go in there and work the controls until they get there? And don't say nothing here." I said, "Yes, sir." I couldn't wait to sit down at that turntable, Mustafa. I said, look out, this is me, LB, Triple P, Les Brown, your platter playing papa. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, indubitably qualified to bring you satisfaction and a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry.
Was Godzilla. This is Ra La with Revolution Radio.
And Tyrone Semper here. Tell us about that, your dream of being on the radio. Is it a semi-dream?
Well, I wouldn't say it was actually an intent, but it feels like a dream come true.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Your voice is being broadcast miles and miles around here.
Well, not just that. Then we put it on the internet and supercharge it with the turbos.
Turbo. That sounds like it'll be staying alive a long time. Your voice will be staying alive, don't you think?
On a track, conclusion rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lift. That is over there, and we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so, I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd, let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grip my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
We live at a crossroads. There's no doubt. We all feel it. We all know it. I don't think it's the first time that mankind has stood at such a crossroads. But here we are now facing it and hopefully dealing with it. I'm going to close with a reading from the Hermetica, from the Hermetic texts. Hermes was the Greek version of the ancient Egyptian god Thoth. The Romans knew him as Mercury. And in a dialogue, the Hermetica, many of them are dialogues between Thoth, Hermes, and various pupils of his. And in one called the Asclepius, a lament is presented. And it's like a prophecy. It's a bit like the Mayan prophecy. Egypt seems to stand as a metaphor for the whole world in this, and to my mind, for the world in our time. This lament, this prophecy is speaking directly to us. So it's Hermes speaking, and he's saying to Asclepius this: "Do you know, Asclepius, that Egypt is an image of heaven? Or to speak more exactly, In Egypt, all the operations of the powers which rule and work in heaven are present in the earth below. In fact, it should be said that the whole cosmos dwells in this our land, as in a sanctuary.
And so what's happening with you?
All kinds of great, wonderful things, exciting things.
All right. So you went to a meeting this evening. How did that go?
Yes, the We the People meeting. It was absolutely wonderful. Got to see my friends out there. Shout out to all the people in Canton, Ohio right now.
Cool.
Yes, actually, they helped me find a wonderful quote. They shared a great new quote, and I'll pull that up. It says, "He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral."
Wait. Sometimes people say stuff about you, and you don't know what to say. So I say, let them talk.
Woo!
Whatever you do, people will talk. Whatever you say, people will talk. You build a house, people will talk. You walk on food, people will talk. Hey, man, let them talk. Let them talk. Everybody. Let them talk. You don't mind, do we? Let them talk. 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 Let them talk.
Canton's been very wonderful. I've been exploring the city, and it's been such a pleasure.
I was at someone's house today, and they had a picture of Ohio, and they had a heart. And it was just north of Canton, because I was north of Canton, but it was interesting. It was like, oh, they had a heart in the heart, so it was kind of cool. Just like the one I have, John Stone's picture in the kitchen.
Wonderful.
It was so awesome, dude.
Yes. Shout out to Stark Fresh. I love that little grocery store. Went there today. Got some great treats.
Yes. Their food is winning me back in their favor, so God bless them. At least they're on the right path, hopefully.
Yes. Yes.
And hopefully they won't get...
Really,
they won't get.
I want more, dude, and I want you to not make sure, be cognizant of not putting.
Hopefully, they won't be shut down again. All right, the Boondoggle Boys here on September Tyrannus.
I can see them sitting around in a big boardroom talking about all the millions that they can entomb. Shut down, you better beware when those dummies come a hunting with a new red scare. I can see the media playing it up big when they keep asking us to play the guinea pigs. Shut down, you better beware.
Wonderful. That was the Boondoggle Boys from Brook Park, Ohio.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
And thank you, Madam Vice President. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a white woman with long brown hair. I'm wearing red, a red dress, and I'm wearing a see-through mask so you can see my red lips.
Hi, my name is Megan McGlover. My pronouns are I'm sick of this. I am wearing thin patience, and I'm so happy to be here at this meeting so we can talk about a bunch of unnecessary bullshit from a bunch of people with masks all over their face. We can't see what the hell it is that you're talking about. We don't even know if it's really human beings behind these masks anymore. I don't even understand why it is that we're sitting here in this conference room wasting more time. More of the taxpayer's time. Wait, I know it's your turn. Hold on just a second. More of the taxpayer's time. We got inflation high as hell. They threatening to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane, which we ain't really objecting to that. But they threatening to shoot her plane down. We got this other lady with this Cabbage Patch wig on over here holding press conferences. She don't know what she's talking about. And you in here talking about your pronouns is she and her and shit. This is ridiculous. I told you, hold on a second. I'ma let you finish. This is absolutely ridiculous and a waste of time. What is we gonna do? And I am glad, Kamala, that you changed from that brown, Duke of Brown shoe, because we was getting tired of that. But I wanna know what we are doing about. Are we gonna vote on the gas prices while we in here?
Are we voting on the gas prices? Are we voting on what we doing about inflation? And the fact that you people is over there in the dictionary trying to change definitions of female and trying to change definitions of recession and all that kind of stuff. What is it exactly that we in here doing? Because my pronoun is I'm sick of this. Go ahead.
All right. This is Tyron Semper. And my pronouns are I'm not going to take it anymore. What are your pronouns?
Rob? Mine are I'm mad as hell and you can't tell.
So what are we going to do when they send the IRS?
When this, well, the IRS team. Yeah, it's not the COVID team anymore. Now they're sending the IRS. And I think it's very telling that they are actually showing that they're not just willing, but that their intent is to be violent for nonviolent crimes. I think that's very telling.
Okay, so this week, believe it or not, someone must have listened to our show last week because we had our good old friends, the funny bunny.
I don't know. Did they contact our radio station before they went to Mar-a-Lago?
They did. They called us in the morning. I think they were going to give us a heads up so we can head down there with our microphone.
And so we can be first on the scene?
The funny boys in blue, I guess, or whatever the name.
The funny boys in blue, yeah. Which is the Federal Bureau, yeah. FBI. Formerly known as the Federal Bureau of Investigations, now the Funny Boy Investigations.
And they're cousins with the Funny Candy Company.
Yes.
So we got another one of our little favorite artists. He wrote us a song just to play tonight. So
you're saying that, yeah, so you did receive a call from the FBI. And so somebody must have listened to us. But the funniest thing is that just before I got here, the people meeting, Pastor Moss said that when the FBI came to question him about January 6th, he said to them that they wanted to talk to his wife. I don't know if they were there or not there. I don't know. But that they wanted to talk to his wife, and he told them to contact his attorney, and that wouldn't talk to them without an attorney, and they never called back. So that's the key. These people are, he said, they're trying to trip you up.
So guys, if you're calling, we got this song here for you, but I think we'll start out with this one because we're not going to comply.
They want us all afraid and instill divide, to inject experiments and accept their bribes. A little research in history will show of how they did us wrong, and we grew strong. And we remember Mao Zedong and China's back. They got nukes in space. They sent a virus here and put these masks up on our face. We should have drained that stupid swamp and rose up against tyranny and like our forefathers. That guy will
raided Trump's house while they ain't raided Clinton's. Emphasis upon the Biden, but he ain't in prison. Talk to justice system, but they want you to forget. Close your eyes, Epstein Island, why they hide the list? Ain't no Clinton body count like it don't exist. Obey or they gon' ruin you if you don't submit. It's so crazy, they let liberals get away with murder. Did we forget Hillary's emails? They wipe the server. Joel Hunter don't talk business, huh? They some liars. Why did Joe Bob Ulinski bout his deals in China? Hey, who the big guy? Who getting 10%? So much money to Ukraine, how much have we spent? In a recession, never mind, cause they changed what it meant. And they mess with little kids, but you still on the fence. Hey, be ready for war, cause they won't smoke with we the people. I guess smoking crack is cool, but doing mean tweets is illegal. And they persecute Alex Jones, but you think justice is equal. And this country is ran by demons, it's time to destroy evil. They're coming for your rights, can you pay attention? Hey, now you see the ones protected by the system. Hey, they raided Trump's house, why they ain't raided Clinton's? Emphasis upon the Biden, but he ain't in prison. Took the justice system, but they want you to forget. Close your eyes, Epstein Island, why they hide the list? Ain't no Clinton body count like it don't exist. Obey or they gon' ruin you if you don't submit.
Hey, the team's catching bodies out here hitting licks. Biden fist bumping the Saudis, we ain't innocent. We see Hunter on the laptop getting intimate. But they coming after we the people and it's imminent. What's up with that raid, huh? You think we afraid, huh? You declaring war and we all ready to crusade, huh? We were made for war and they ain't ready for that fade, huh? Every single snowflake gonna melt when we invade, huh? We want that list and we want every single name. Every single person on it needs to be defamed. Then get the gasoline and get them ready for the flame. But no, you'd rather raise the 45th and point the blame. Bunch of suckers.
They're coming for your rights, can you pay attention? Ayy, now you see the ones protected by the system. Ayy, they raided Trump's house, why they ain't raided Clinton's? Emphasis upon the Biden, but he ain't in prison. Took the justice system, but they want you to forget. Close your eyes, Epstein Island, why they hide the list? Ain't no Clinton body count like it don't exist. Obey or they gon' ruin you if you don't submit.
All right, this next song actually triggered the FBI, so we're going to see if it triggers them again.
Come on, trigger boss!
Tyrone Sepper here.
With Ra La.
And we are kicking it. We got some crazy music tonight. Getting out all the FBI raids out of our system, and no one's pounding on the door yet.
That's right.
Of the Studio Jew here, formerly known as Ashley Babbitt's Studio, but we decided to cancel that name, and we're thinking about...
The Lincoln Studios!
The Lincoln Studios are still up in consideration during the committee. It's in committee hearings with the production staff.
Well, when I post it on my social media, I'll call it Lincoln Studios.
Lincoln was a tyrant, that's for sure.
And that's what we need to fix.
He might have been a good tyrant. So that's the mission of this program, is to bring down all tyrants. And so in the past, we've had, of course, we had our Great Conjunction show, which solved all the world's problems. And way back, we saved the world in 2012. And we also did our de-Stalinization program. It's sort of like de-Salinization, but de-Stalinization. And we found out Stalin's actually alive, living in Chicago. So we had some problems there, but... hopefully we can get him out of office. So we're going to play some more tunes here, and I have another set of Conception songs. I think you're going to get it.
I think one and done.
I was trying to get hold of your dad, and he just didn't return my call. So.
Yeah, that's what the FBI said too. The funny boys in uniform.
The funny boys, believe it or not, this is Neopa Community Radio. And we're going to play some more tunage here.
We're going to play some amazing songs that are inspirational and maybe even some inspirational quotes later towards the end.
All right, so this one. What's that noise? Oops, that's me.
Yes.
That's me making noise. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We're going to play...
what we're doing is we're building up till the 10 to 11 hour. We're going to have a non-edited power hour.
Have you seen the have you seen The Meaning of Life?
The no.
Movie? Okay.
No. No.
You have to kind of close your eyes. Here we go.
Okay.
Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Up we have a selection with from Ra La, All About Your Love.
Yay! Back to the Future, baby!
Huey Lewis.
Constitutional Republic.
Conception, the power of love.
Yeah.
tonight, The Power of Love. Huey Lewis, you're on Six Semper Tyrannis.
And there is amazing power in love.
That's right. And today is the anniversary of your conception, the spermatozoa and the zygote. And it's also one of our old DJs, Cindy Rose's birthday. So in honor of her birthday today, we're going to play her favorite song.
I didn't get to read the poem. That's okay, though.
We can start it again. Go ahead.
Oh.
Read a poem.
So I was talking about, we played the song The Power of Love, and I wanted to share a quote by Martin Luther King, who is a great man, that was also targeted by this wonderful tyrannical system.
FBI.
And he said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And so that's a beautiful, powerful quote.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. That was, we both outlived Martin Luther King. Thank you.
Okay.
Power of Love. Here we go. Starfish and Coffee.
It was 7:45 on the line to greet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you asked her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch cloud from a tangerine, a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Surf and jam.